Open wide. It's math time
with Reductress.
I'm Quen.
And I'm Div.
And we're just two girls. We'll
share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths.
Pee or pee or pee or chica.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
Stars. They're just like Quen.
What are the best side boob tattoos for honoring your dead relatives?
And I'm going to make Quen talk about ghosts.
Wait, what?
Plus, we talk to our special guest, writer and actor on Broad City and writer for New Girl, Elliot Glazer.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and fires that are getting a little out of control.
Just a little.
Just a little. Get a fire extinguisher.
Okay, so I didn't tell Quen we were talking about ghosts today because I wanted to surprise her.
You can't say this right now, but I am screaming.
Okay, let's get to the bottom of this, though, because it feels like this might be something psychological with you. Like, why are you so scared of ghosts?
What? I love ghosts. I love them. It just scares me that little children can see them and we can't.
Right? Like, why do they get to have all the cool supernatural powers?
Plus, honestly, TBH, ghosts are always going like, woo.
Right.
Like they're cold and drowning, which is triggering for me because I once drowned in an icy lake.
You drowned in an icy lake?
Yeah, I like just said that.
Quen, why didn't you tell me you were already dead?
I'm not. It's like a super embarrassing story, actually. I was rescued by a handsome stranger and was nursed back to health by a family of like baby fawns.
Ugh, that is so you.
Good thing I'm too tiny to die.
Wait, so it was a family of baby fawns?
Yeah, they were all babies.
Were they siblings?
Well, two of them were married.
Were they siblings?
I like did not ask. I was being nursed back to health.
So it wasn't sort of like a polyglot relationship type thing?
Honestly, I'm so glad that the roles weren't reversed because you would have wasted all of your newfound strength on asking about like the dynamics of
the
fawns.
I just want to know, like, as if we're talking about ghosts, so this family of fawns, like, were they asexual, aromantic? Was it like romantic sexual? Was it like co-parenting?
They all were married and they all were related and they all were helping me. Why is that so hard to understand?
Anyway, if there's one thing we love at Reductress, it's
stars.
And if there's one thing we know about stars, it's the theme of this week's episode.
Stars. They're just like Quen. And they are.
We're going to look at all the little things that make our favorite celebs who they are and why they're exactly like Quen.
Totally. For example, I found out that Mary-Kate Olsen is just like me, which means that Ashley Olsen is just like me. And it's like, wow, are all celebrities just like me?
At least the twins are. Plus, Eva Mendes had Ryan Gosling's baby.
And that baby is already just like me.
You're literally the same exact size.
Honestly, it can be stressful being just like stars.
But ultimately, you can't help it.
I can't help it.
She can't.
So here's some unexpected quirks of our favorite stars.
When she's not busy doing major motion pictures, you might find Anna Kendrick sticking her finger in Katy Perry's boobs.
Which is so weird because I fit entirely inside Katy Perry's boobs. But I don't go around bragging about it.
It's like, be cool about it, AK.
Right. Like, chill out, Anna.
Here's another one. Okay, so Gigi Hadid was once a competitive horseback rider, but she also loves avocado, which is like, hello.
It's like, hello, could you be more like me? It's like, you're a model. Your name is Gigi. You ride horses. You love avocado. It's like, look in the mirror, it's Quen.
It's like a single white female
situation.
It's
like literally, look in the mirror, it's Quen.
Also, Taylor Swift owns 6 houses.
And it's moi. Yeah.
C'est Quen.
C'est Quen. Ding dong.
Who's there?
It's me, Quen. Oh. I'm just like stars.
True.
What's next?
Also, okay, so there's Scarlett Johansson. Some people know her by like her birth name, ScarJo.
ScarJo.
She loves buffalo chicken wings.
Well, me, Quen. I love the idea of chicken wings.
Yeah.
Get in my car. You're just like me.
Quen also loves to, like, instead of eating food, she'll, like, put it in her car. And then she has a service come and clean it out because it rots in there.
ScarJo can hang out in the back with all the chicken wings she loves so much.
You should tell her that.
Because guess what? She's just like me.
Also, Beyonce has been to Connecticut.
Me too. Just like me. Beep, beep. Just like me.
Also, Suri Cruz hasn't seen her father in 3 years and just got her first helicopter.
Strike one. Strike two. Strike three. She's just like me.
Wow. That's a lot of strikes. Also, Anderson Cooper wears a tie unironically.
Stars, they're just like me.
Yeah.
Stars are just like me. They're just like me because they're stars.
Like Quinn.
I'm a Quinn. They're like Quinn. They're like Quinn. They're like Quinn. I'm gonna star in Peter Pan the musical. La 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 la.
Is just like Quinn.
I'm a star. Or at least I'm just like them.
We're going to hear about all the stars and how they specifically relate to Quinn throughout the show. So
this is my favorite episode we've done so far.
Yeah, Quinn was like pretty adamant that it had to be about her.
I was like, can we just do one small thing to make it the perfect little epi? And I said, can we record it on a horse? And everyone shouted no.
So we made it up to her. She just found out that they are also recording my side of the conversation. She was under the impression that
I thought it was just me. Show. I just listened to the show the first time and I was like, who else is in the room? I forgot.
I'm in front of a microphone, but that's fine.
You can't see this because it's a podcast, but I'm just like stars.
Yeah. It's time for...
The mouthwash,
where we take a favorite doctor's article and cover it in glaze, put it in the oven at 450, and sell it on Etsy while it's still in the oven.
And this week's headline is "The Best Side Boob Tattoos for Honoring Your Dead Relatives" by Loretta Donlan.
This article, I mean, it's an article.
Can you get enough?
Can't. Tried. Didn't.
Tried. Didn't.
It makes me feel so guilty though because of. All my side boob tattoos only honor myself and several languages.
But like, how many side boob tattoos do you have?
I mean, you're asking me?
Yeah. That's your body.
I honestly, I'm like not a, not like a statistician, so I can't be there for you right now.
How many side boob tattoos do you have?
I don't know. However many sides there are to a boob times two plus probably a couple more.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I don't have any tattoos per se, but when my great-great-grandmama died, I got a temporary tattoo on my side boob that said, "Miss you, Grandmama." I was 8.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah. The side of my boob was also the front and all of it at the time.
And now?
Well, some might say that I've only grown smaller since I was 8, but I would say to them, you are correct. Okay, my favorite thing about honoring dead relatives with side boob tattoos is that the only people who see it are Chab and then the man who stares at me when I'm on the bench.
What do you, when you're on the bench?
Yeah, like when I'm sitting on the bench.
Which bench?
Like the bench. Where is it? The bench that I sit on.
Where is it?
The one where the man stares at me and can see my side boob.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I don't even understand what the question is, really.
I mean, yeah. Well, I can sort of relate on like a minuscule level because I mostly don't know what you're talking about. But the only people who see my side boob tattoos are the people who see me walking down the street walking a dog that isn't mine.
Are you a dog walker?
What are you talking about?
Why are you walking a dog that's not yours?
I don't. But honestly, I really do think that putting something permanent on your body to celebrate the life of a loved one is such like a cool, cool thing to do to memorialize them, especially right before your period when your boobs get super huge. Because it's like RIP.
Okay. Did you ever just like throw money at someone for no reason?
Why did you do that? Did you like what they did?
Well, if you like what we do, we've made it really easy for you to throw money at us.
Yeah, you can PayPal us at mouthtime@reductress.com.
Or just go to reductress.com, click podcast. There's a little button you can tap.
Just one little button, just for you to tap.
A little button for you to finger tap. A little button to. Show you support this podcast by showing us a little tip, and we'll say something like, thanks, or thank you.
It's true. So drop us a buck today and support the podcast you're listening to right this second.
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
It's so easy. Even a cave babe could do it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Honda. Okay, so now it's time for a little tiny itsy bitsy, pretty much microscopic game we like to call
Dumbledo's and Dumbledon'ts. We're millennials, so you know we've always been fans of Harry Potter's dad, Dumbledore.
And we just found out that he passed away.
Which, by the way, F you, because nobody bothered to tell us.
Yeah, what the F?
R.I.P.
Yeah, rip torn.
Rip torn.
So as a tribute, we're going to list out some lessons we learned from that magical old wizard, even though I don't want to say we never read the books, but like we never read the books.
They're really long. Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with the Dumbledo because I like positivity.
Yeah.
Dumbledo, let your hair grow really long once in a while.
That's true. That is the Dumbledo.
Hashtag mermaid status. And it's like, if Dumbledore wasn't a mermaid, like, actually, what was he?
Exactly. I've got another Dumbledo.
Do it.
And it's Dumbledo, have a magical pet phoenix to keep you company because you might die single.
Yeah. And if you do, like, you want to know that something's going to eat your eyes out and you don't want it to be your ex-boyfriend who sells used mattresses.
I am just realizing right now that Phoenix is not a girl that you went to high school with. It's like a pet.
You have a magical pet named Phoenix?
No, I'm just thinking that I know a girl from high school named Phoenix. And I was like, when did she become a pet?
Okay, so we're going to take it over to the dark side for a second with a double don't. Double don't, live your whole life in the closet or in a closet. But we learned that from Harry.
Yeah, we didn't learn that from Dumbledore.
Harry Potter lived in a closet under stairs.
Under stairs.
Which in the stairs of a train station.
Yeah, and they were like so sad.
They were like, you can't. And he was like, but I'm a boy.
I'm a boy. Okay. Dumbledore, wear cheap jewelry. Looks gross. Sorry.
Yeah. And it might be a horcrux that withers your hand and slowly kills you.
Don't even know what that means. Sounds
bad. It's happened to me all the time.
Sounds bad. Okay. Here's the Dumbledore.
Thank you.
Dumbledore. Mentor promising young wizard boys. That's something you would learn from Dumbledang.
I do this constantly that it's almost like, do I have a thing? Like, do I have anything that isn't this?
Yeah, it's like your thing.
I'm constantly like, I'll see little kids like trying to move stuff with their minds and I'll be like, I'll teach you.
That's a mentor.
I'll teach you.
That's a mentor mentee. That's a
potench mentee.
A potench mensch.
Potench mensch.
Potench mensch.
Okay, so another one, Dumbledo, wear a robe to work. I do this constantly. People tell me not to, or at least to tie it closed. But the thing is, like, I'm entitled to an open robe if I need one.
Who let you put this as a Dumbledo?
Listen, I'm just saying what I would Dumbledo.
Okay, sure.
If I'm hosting the podcast, that's what the Dumbledo is. If you want to replace me with Ellamy from HR, like, fine. Like, if you want a girl who's just going to go along with your shit, fine.
And the final Dumbledore, die in front of a child.
Literally, don't do that.
Like, Dumbledore.
What are you after?
Dumbledore, do it.
Like, who is this for? We are so excited for our guests today.
We're actually too excited. It's like physically uncomfortable.
I hate it. You've seen him on Broad City. You've heard his words on Younger and Billy on the Street and The New Girl. And you can see him live at his monthly comedy show called Haunting Renditions. Please say hello to
Elliot Glazer.
Hello.
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 Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We love your voice.
Thank you. I love your voice.
Stop.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, love it again.
I love it.
Stop.
Whoop. Okay.
Love it again.
Just a spicy little bit.
This is so fun. It feels like I'm on a seesaw, but like not sexual.
Yeah. Don't scoot.
I can't.
Okay. So this week's episode theme is stars. They're just like Quinn. And that's me. And we're just like dying to hear your thoughts on stars, for or against.
Four. I'm four stars.
Wow. Bold. Bold alert. What,
you know, they serve a purpose, and
what purpose is that? Do you think?
Well, they sort of service an economy of like the Hollywood thing, the fame complex.
Honestly, like a really inspiring yet joyless way to look at stars.
It's true.
Well, that's why I'm always so fascinated with tabloids because when you read tabloid magazines, it's like,
well, those are like documentaries.
Yeah, but I guess to some, sure.
Yeah,
because like, they're fact checked more than anything out there.
What I do to make it more like a documentary is I like zoom the page towards me slowly.
Yeah.
And then the next page I zoom in a little away.
Yeah.
I have Chab read them to me in a droney voice so I fall asleep to them.
That's what stars are doing.
Be like, Jessica Alba is pregnant again. And I'm like, Jessica Alba's in the wild and she's pregnant again. And then like it goes on about the Honest Company or something.
Yeah. What do you think, Jessica?
Fall asleep to eat to tidbits about Eva Longoria's dating life.
Honestly, like,
what's she up to?
What's she up to?
What do you think Eva Longoria is doing right now?
I think Eva Longoria is like at a restaurant and she's just, you know, pushing the food around. And
she's so thin.
She's so thin. No,
but
she's not.
More than being thin,
she's tiny. She's petite.
But on top of that, it's like she's so like beautiful.
She is beautiful.
Okay. I'm going to say something and like, call me a tabloid.
You're tabloid.
But her hair is shiny.
How do you respond or don't you?
her hair is shiny. She's very, I find her to be very charming without mm-hmm. having much to do.
Do you think that she was the best Desperate Housewife?
No. That's Felicity Huffman.
Okay. Did you think she was the most desperate Housewife?
I think she was the most electric Desperate Housewife.
That's yes. true.
She wasn't the best, but she was certainly electric. I mean, she stole the show, right?
And half of her lines were boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah. And then she would just like get in her socks
That's
on like
an
a wood
electric
floor.
Slide reference.
That it took me a second.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I've been to a lot of galas and it's a classic.
Oh, you're a gala girl?
She's a gala gal. I don't know. I'm kind of a gal.
Go ahead and take it.
Okay. I'm a gal.
So, Elliot, who do you think is America's royal family in terms of who's the most inbred?
If we're going to go, okay, I was going to, you know, take the quick route and say the Kardashians, but
sure.
If we're going to think about inbreeding, oh boy. Who's inbred? What American? Well, I guess the Kennedys, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, the Kardashians though isn't wrong with the new Rob Kardashian developments. Like is like
very
way,
incestuous.
That is a way of like modern.
Isn't the
inbreeding.
Girl that he's marrying? Doesn't she look like Kylie?
The issue is that. Okay, let me tell you. Or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, so Rob Kardashian is dating Black Chyna,
do people know who Black Chyna is?
Not really, but she's kind of like trapped Rob Kardashian. Black Chyna was previously dating Tyga, who was dating Kylie.
Okay.
So the issue is that Tyga's ex-girlfriend is now becoming part of the Kardashian family and has trademarked the name Kardashian for herself. I can't remember what she has as her first name, so that she will literally become part of like the Kardashian empire.
Okay, let me ask two questions.
Sure.
Do people outside of the Kardashian Jenner world know or care about Tyga or Black Chyna?
Deeply.
I literally don't know. Do you think you say deeply?
Deeply.
They yeah. deeply
but,
care?
But they deeply care.
But here's the thing. I think that we're wrong if we think that like the concerns of the Kardashians are not the concern of the general public.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I've come to a healthy place with the Kardashians. I do think.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, I don't like when people say that Kim Kardashian is a businesswoman. I don't know.
Even though she owns an app that makes millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. I don't think Rob Kardashian is a businessman because he sells socks. I don't think they're business. I don't think they're people in the world of business. I think.
Is that a slight on socks or a slight on the Kardashians?
The Kardashians.
I sell my socks. Do you think I'm not a businesswoman?
I don't think you're a businesswoman.
What about the fact that I have several ties that I use to put around my neck?
That makes you DIY.
What about the fact that she dated someone with the initials MBA?
That's very fair.
Matt Bradley Adley.
Who's that?
Her ex. My ex.
Oh, I thought you meant Kim.
Oh, no.
We're talking Div.
Yeah.
People get you guys confused all the time, though.
So basically, you, Elliot, you are a star. What is the most relatable thing you own?
Wow. I do have a dog.
Man's best friend.
Yeah. What kind?
He's a mutt. He's a Havanese.
Oh.
I think he's a Havanese Schnauzer, but nobody knows for sure. You've seen him on Broad City. If you see me and my dog, that's my real dog.
Oh, he's got a little underbitey.
I like
no.
No,
that I like some, dogs I that remember. Look like horses, and that's it.
No, you like horses.
Oh yeah, I love horses.
Horses are majestic.
They're beautiful.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry, I just started thinking about horses and I forgot to breathe.
She's just very small.
I love it. I'm tiny.
Sometimes her windpipe collapses on itself because it's very beautiful.
And then you gotta pick a little toothpick in there to open it up again.
That sounds dangerous.
Ow.
We're actually trapped in LA. Funny story. So, like, how do we get out if we can't drive or fly planes but are too tired to walk? Is it too far?
How do you get out of LA if you don't like to walk or use common forms of travel?
Well, planes aren't common.
You get one and then you're done.
Well,
planes.
Why don't you think about
done.
Just staying? Where are you guys trying to go?
Home.
New York?
Yeah.
Do you like to drive?
What's that?
Okay. So
like a taxi?
Well, a car, an automobile, a vehicle, a vehicle?
It's just hard because like I need somebody to water my GIMP back in New York.
Sure.
Because it gets very dry. I don't know.
I would just go to the airport.
Okay.
See what, you know.
We'll try it.
Put yourselves out there. Maybe ask for help. Somebody will put you on a...
Maybe. Plane. Maybe.
So we love comedy is what you do.
Yeah.
You do comedy. We love that. We love comedy.
It's so fun.
It's huge for this summer, like trend-wise.
It's trendy. Yeah,
it's trendy. Trend.
Okay.
And you are a comedian, which we love.
Yeah.
So who taught you your first joke?
Oh, boy. My grandpa.
Oh, was it like a close-up joke or was it like an illusion?
What?
Like, will you ever reveal how you do your jokes?
And what do you think of the masked comedian who has been revealing how comedians do their jokes?
It's like pulling rabbits out of a hat too mainstream. I know it's trending this summer.
Are you talking about magicians?
No, we're talking about comedians. Like
have you ever accidentally sawed one of your comedian's assistants in half?
No, you're referring to magicians. Those are people who, that's not comedy. That's magic. It's a different thing.
Say your most famous joke.
I don't
pick
have
a card,
famous...
any card.
I love that.
I love that joke.
Say
it's
your
so
catchphrase.
Good.
Yeah.
Say your catchphrase.
You know what's funny? You got you're referring to things that are magic tricks. Magic is a totally separate school from comedy.
Comedy is magic. Like good comedy. Well, like if you see an impro show, you're like, it leaves you with the feeling of like, how did they do that? Do you know?
And
improv?
It's the comedian's code. You never reveal how you do your comedy.
Yeah.
No, but you said impro.
Impro.
And impro. It's short for improvisation.
Oh. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. That's definitely. Magic is a different thing than comedy. Comedy is, jokes are not tricks.
All right. Well, if you want to be difficult, we can move on.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to be.
I literally just asked you to do one
honestly,
joke.
We were going to throw you a lot of softball questions, but now we can go negative. You want us to go negative?
Don't
we
go dark.
Okay. So we noticed that you wear glasses.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, stay positive, Deb.
No. I'm going to go in on it.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to ask the hard-hitting questions, like who is Katie Couric? So, personally speaking, for yourself, as if someone who wears glasses, why did you choose to have poor eyesight, and what part of using your eyes properly, like a normal person, was so hard for you?
I guess when I was 7, I realized things just didn't look right,
mm-hmm,
and I guess my parents probably noticed that I wasn't seeing things fully. And so I got glasses through a doctor to correct my vision.
It's just very interesting because like Karl Marx also wore glasses. So it's like, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, a lot of people wear glasses.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of people wear glasses with prescriptions. It's a necessity. It's like penicillin if you need it or, you know, water. It's water. It's water for my eyes.
Mm. Yeah, but I can think of a couple serial killers who also wear glasses.
And it's like, should they be on the no-fly list because they have glasses?
Well, no. They
Why are you so defensive?
It's a...
Do you hate America or no?
No. I love America.
Why would you even have to say that you love America?
That's so crazy.
Well, because it was the answer to a question.
But whose question?
Whose question?
Exactly.
The general... consensus. What is that? Olivia? Is that her name?
Olivia Benson. Yeah.
Olivia Benson. And Taylor Swift named her cat that?
She has two cats, one's named Olivia and one's named Meredith. Meredith for Meredith Grey of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow.
Taylor Swift just got a television. She's very excited.
Wow.
She's been doing the sign for banana, which is her favorite snack, so they know that she's happy.
How does she make a sign? What is a sign for banana?
Like sign language?
It's sign language.
That's how she communicates with her.
They put her in front of the TV and then she keeps going, banana.
And they're like, that means she's happy.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a little, like a monkeyette. No.
Yeah.
So, what if you like had a big lie to say right now, what would you be like your big lie?
Just a general lie?
Yeah.
Like to everybody?
Yeah.
Your trademark lie. Set the record wrong.
What's the lie that you tell now?
Everything's cool. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
Nothing's cool. Nothing is cool.
Nothing's cool.
But nobody, you know, yeah, I'm great. How are you? Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. You just got a minimum. You just, you know, if you want to not have to delve into an existential crisis, everything's great.
Sure.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So you grew up.
Oh, no, you.
No,
you know.
We'll say it at the same time.
Okay.
So you grew up on Long Island. I grew up on Long Island. What part?
Your voice was louder, Div, so I'm going to answer that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm so tiny.
She's too small. She can't reach.
Yeah. My question was for the record, and you don't have to answer it.
Yeah.
Have you ever dug a hole, and how deep was it?
I'm going to go to the Long Island question.
Thank you.
And I was born on raised on Long Island in Smithtown, or as the locals call it, Smittown.
Smittown. I love that.
Where are you from?
I was born in the middle of a lake in Massapequa.
Oh, wow. Not Massapequa or Massapequa Park?
Amityville, Copeg, Lindenhurst, and Babylon, bitch. My dad's Jerry Seinfeld. Did I ever mention that?
No, you didn't, but I wish you hadn't.
Do the train line again.
Okay.
You just did it.
Here we go. Penn Station, Jamaica Station. It goes express to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Baldwin. No, hold on. Okay. Jamaica, basically like a div, a big tit, holy water, ripping up picture of the Pope, stolen shoes, hot lipstick, Amityville, Copeg, Lindenhurst, Babern.
So did you go, which high school did you go to?
I went to Massapequa High School, but only ironically.
Gotcha.
Yeah. How about you? Were you like a Shami boy?
Oh, did I go to Chaminade?
Yeah.
No. I went to a public school, Smithtown.
That's cool. What do you believe in books and why?
I believe in books.
Wow.
I believe in them.
You're pro book.
I'm pro book.
Pro star, pro book.
Pro star, pro book. Yeah. I don't love books.
Sure.
What was the first book that hurt you?
I certainly felt robbed of something with what was the Lois Lowry book about, like, the Holocaust or something?
Oh, Number of the Stars.
Number of the Stars.
Ugh.
Yeah. It sort of robbed me of
that's
some
innocence. That's, like, required reading if your last name
ends with a Witz.
Berg or a Stein.
Yeah. If you've got a Z in your last name,
forget it.
Or a Berg.
It's one of those books that just conditions you as a little Jew to just know that you're always going to be hunted.
It's like, oh, you're 12. We want to let you know that we have already recognized that you're different.
Yeah.
Don't get complex about it.
Right.
These books, it's like, Number the Stars. Like, don't tell me what to do.
Right.
What? You number the stars.
It's like, I can't even stay up late enough to number them. So can you just, like, get Neil deGrasse Tyson to do it? And then he'll be like, actually,
it's impossible to consider numbers with stars.
It's just like, can you do it in invoice me?
And it's like, he doesn't even want to engage in butt play anymore. So it's like, not about you.
Exactly. It's like, stop proposing to me, Neil.
NDGT.
Do you guys think nerds are hot like Neil deGrasse? Do you think nerds are hot?
I really don't think that, like, people should talk blanket statements about people being, like, nerds or not.
Right.
Or people being hot or not.
But nerds make money. That's the thing now. Nerds make money. Big bang. Big bang, baby. Big bang, boom.
Big bang.
Big bang, bang,
big
boom.
Bang, big bang.
Yeah. I interned for a nerd once.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cool. His name was Bill, and he was, like, in charge of something.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't keep track. I was, like... It was, like, in the 90s.
One time, Chab, like, started to talk about taxes, and I literally punched his nose in because I was like, don't you dare talk numbers to me. Because he's a, like, surfer model. Like,
he's a surfer
try.
Model lawyer. Mm. It's insane. Yeah, like, I used to actually date this nerd, and it was, like, he was, like, 6'2", like, very, like, his whole body was, like, muscle, and he was, like, really effortlessly, like, sexy, and he could, like, get hard all the time, and, like,
and he was a nerd.
He's like a total nerd.
He called himself a nerd.
He was one. It was like, whoa, you're such a nerd for protein powder.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember how, like, in the 90s, nerds were, like, a thing that were, you know, there was, like, a hierarchy, and nerds were at the bottom, and now everyone wants to be a nerd.
Pants were too high,
right? But
keep
there's
up.
No such thing as nerds anymore, because it's not like there's the glasses with the
But I'm actually tape. Kind of a dork.
You're a total dork.
I'm kind of a dork.
Like, she did this thing the other week where, like, she got hit by a gust of wind and her hair and tossed like, just so.
And I was like,
what a dork.
Ow.
Yeah.
And then I realized I said it out loud. Mm-hmm. And then the whole coffee shop was like, is that a model? And I was like, run away.
And they
did.
And then
when I ran away, I ran straight into an agent. And the agent was like, let's put you on a runway. And then I went to the runway and I won. And I was like,
what did you win?
Best.
The best. And then I was like, ow.
Were you hurting?
No, she's just such a dork.
Oh.
We were hoping you would play a game with us.
Sure.
And yeah.
It's called Frightening Round. And this is, go for it.
No, this is where we ask you rapid fire questions about things that will shake you to your core and you answer in 3 seconds or less.
Okay. Then
we just kind of want to put you through the ringer a little bit. Is that okay? Do you have like a diagnosed anxiety disorder or can you play this game?
I can play it.
Okay. If you feel unsafe, just like keep it inside and we won't notice. Okay.
Cool. Can I say pass?
Yeah.
Oh, you could, but we're going to keep asking you until you answer. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Here's the first one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Frightening round. Where do we go when we die?
The deep earth.
Couldn't a coyote with rabies be in your house right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
No.
May I have this dance?
Yes.
Frankenstein, like, could happen, right?
What?
Frankenstein, like, could happen.
What?
Frankenstein, like, could happen.
Yeah, that could happen.
Like, Frankenstein could happen, right?
Where were you on the night of October 1st, 1992?
Watching, I don't know, The Cosby Show, probably.
Do you smell smoke?
Mm-hmm.
What gives you the right?
Just stuff.
Doesn't every good thing come to an end?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know for sure whether or not there's a coyote with rabies in your house right now if you're not in your house and rabid coyotes are totally unpredictable?
I have... They never found the
Zodiac Killer, did they?
Nope.
Did you know ghosts can touch your beehole and you wouldn't even feel it, but it's happening, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Big scary sharks?
Yeah.
Big scary knives?
Yes.
Big scary antibiotic-resistant superbug?
Yeah.
Where are all the loose nails in your neighborhood?
In the apples.
Can I kiss you?
What happens when all the water in the world runs out?
Is Quinn too pretty?
If your car broke down, would you be able to live with yourself?
Would you know which vampires to not let in? Of course you wouldn't. Next question.
Seriously, what is your obsession with glasses?
Can you prove this isn't also a big hallucination? You're in a coma in an alien plasma harvesting farm?
Don't you love me?
Are you a coyote?
And that was
Frightening Round. And just tally up the points here, and you got 69.
69. Wow.
Good number first, because it's a sex thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You win.
Thank you.
How's that feel?
Well, it feels good to know that I won at 69.
It's not a given, I'll tell you that much.
So, Elliot, honestly, it's been such a pleasure having you here, like a non-sexual one, but still sort of stimulating my genitals, but not for like you. Sexual reasons.
Yeah, is it over?
It is.
Oh, fun.
Do you want to talk more?
I'll talk.
No.
Sorry. We already played Frightening Round. And yeah, now we have to go.
There's no going back.
You know, just
it's like if you're following journal. The structure, I get it.
It's just you have to journal a little bit after you do Frightening Round because it's a little scary.
While you're in LA, where do you like to shop or eat?
Oh, the stores.
Yeah.
And
I've been going to the Grove, the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, the Bohemian Grove?
Yeah. It's like a thing where we all dance, like a whole thing.
My personal chef comes with me wherever. So
you could be in Denver and it'd feel like just wherever you are.
That's so real. I would make sure it felt like Denver. That's like such an insult to Francois.
Sorry.
I love shopping though. I've been doing a lot of shopping. I've been mostly shoplifting from the La Brea Tar Pits gift shop. Because the person seems like she has a glass eye and she can't see
me
here.
What are you taking from the La Brea?
Tar.
Guess we again for Christmas
tar.
This year. Tar.
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 Tar. Tar. Tar.
Don't say
anyway,
that.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
I mean, it was truly a pleasure. We just have one final seg.
Sure.
Which is short for segment. And sure. Favorite is actually long for fave. Anyway, we have one last fave saggy, and it is called
Spill It. This is a socially acceptable way to talk about the things that are happening that are cool. And at the end, you can be like, that's not a big deal.
Okay.
So, Quinn, what do you have to plug?
I'm going to be getting new in-ear earphones, and I'm going to be trying to put them in my ears, but they're going to be kind of too big. So I'm going to be sitting outside just going, ow, 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 until they finally fit in and I can listen to Beyonce.
Aw.
Come check it out. What about you?
I will be, I'll be at a sex party where I said that I would sign up early to help set up so I could get in for free. But I'll actually just be sitting on the side eating circus peanuts the whole time going, ew.
Where can people find you, Elliot?
Like on the internet?
Yeah, whatever. Or on, you know, the television or wherever.
Person.
Well, just everything's just at Elliot Glazer or ElliotGlazer.com. It's all, you know, social media. It's all streamlined. You can find it all in one channel.
What a relief.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What's your middle name and your blood type?
Wexler.
You can't ask that.
And O? Question mark?
Yeah, amazing. You're an O question mark. I love it.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tune in next week where we debate two prong plugs versus three prong.
Pick a side, bitches.
Pick a side, bitches.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Pappalardo, Anna Dresden, and Nicole Silverberg. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Elliot Glazer. You can find us at Reductress.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.